Welcome to Paul's Positive Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Iverson, and I'm here to elevate your spirits with some of the most touching human interest stories this fine Saturday, April 20th, 2024. Prepare to be moved by incredible stories of kindness and resilience that showcase the very best of what it means to be human. Now let's dive into a story that's as delightful as it is unexpected, one that illustrates the serendipitous twists of life. I'm talking about Valerie Bertinelli and her heartwarming new romance with writer Mike Goodner. Paul, this is the kind of story that's more refreshing than a surprise splash of cool water. Mike Goodner recently took to his Substack, aptly named Horse Whisperings, to share a deeply personal and touching sentiment. Picture this. He writes, "I am Valerie Bertinelli's boyfriend," and takes a moment to let the weight of that statement sink in, reflecting on the surreal yet profound nature of his emotions. It's quite astonishing, isn't it, to articulate such an intimate admission, recognizing how the trials of life can lead to the blossoming of a rich and fulfilling love. What's particularly moving is Mike's consideration for Valerie, seeking her consent before sharing their love story with the world. This gesture paints a portrait of deep mutual respect and affection, a relationship built on understanding and agreement. It's a narrative of respect and love that breathes hope into the often scrutinized world of celebrity relationships. Their story didn't begin on a grand stage, but in a place as ordinary as a suburban New Jersey Panera. Hearing such stories, it becomes evident that the world is filled with wonder and heartwarming narratives, reminding us that beneath the veneer of celebrity, there are genuine human emotions and experiences that resonate with us all. Life, love, and the pursuit of happiness often emerge from the most unexpected places, and Mike and Valerie's story is a beautiful affirmation of that truth. Envision this. Caitlin Sponheimer, in her feature directorial debut, captures a story so sincere and personal that it seems to carry the essence of the summer breeze of 2003. Wild Goat Surf, set in Caitlin's childhood haven of Penticton, narrates the aspirations of a young skater girl, deeply rooted in her longing to conquer the waves just like her professional surfer father. Paul, isn't it remarkable how this character's journey embodies the spirit of perseverance, a theme that strikes a chord with us all? What sets this film apart is Caitlin's infusion of her own memories into the narrative. The motorhome and campground that feature in the film. They're fragments of her own summers, filled with exploration and personal growth. It's truly mind-boggling how these authentic details enhance the story, weaving together reality and fiction in the most enchanting way. But let's take a sneaky, cheeky backway look at the deeper significance of Wild Goat Surf. Caitlin has transformed this film into more than a medium for storytelling. She's turned it into a vibrant homage to queer narratives. By portraying a queer character whose story transcends their sexuality, where their journey is celebrated, not marginalized, she's created a haven for positive queer representation. This, Paul, is a transformative feat, signaling a shift towards a more inclusive world, with films that both mirror and drive this progress. The setting itself speaks volumes. Penticton, often unsung, is depicted with authenticity, shining a light on the distinctive beauty of the Okanagan Valley. Its orchards, its vineyards, its breathtaking summers. When Caitlin speaks of showcasing this hidden jewel through her film, it instills a sense of pride, not only in her but in anyone who cherishes those unassuming places that cradle our personal stories. The film's premiere has evoked deep emotional responses. Picture an older gentleman, tears streaming down his face, expressing gratitude for a narrative he longed for in his youth. These reactions highlight the profound effect Wild Goat Surf has on its audience, celebrating not just the craft of filmmaking, but its ability to resonate with personal histories, dreams, and aspirations. This heartfelt reception underscores that Wild Goat Surf is more than just a movie. It's a beacon of community and personal victory, a powerful testament to the significance of representation and storytelling. And believe me, Paul, witnessing a film that can connect, uplift and resonate on such a profound level, eliciting unexpected emotional responses, that's not just a stroke of luck. That's a masterstroke in touching hearts and transforming lives, frame by frame. And that brings us to the end of today's episode of Paul's Positive Podcast. Since it's Saturday, I must say, Paul, your photographic talent and your knack for capturing light are truly inspiring. It's your unique perspective that not only captures images, but also the essence of the moments within them. Now, we encourage you to take that incredible energy and channel it into something extraordinary today. Go forth, continue being the remarkable person you are, and create something wonderful. Be sure to tune back in for more positivity on Monday, right here with me, Amy Iverson. Have an active and outstanding day, Paul.